Hi, it's Sylvia Presley here. I decided to use Audioboo for my coffee blog, my little coffee blog, because there are times when I'm really busy and I do so much blogging for my clients, for myself, or a company that sometimes it's just my personal blogging becomes the least important on the list. So I thought audio content could be actually quite useful because it takes only a few minutes and I can only record 5 minutes to share my thoughts. And I also think I might use it for very abstract thoughts that do not really qualify for a good blog post. So coffee. I have been reading a lot about coffee. The more I talk about coffee and running a little coffee blog, I get into conversations about how coffee affects our life. And I think this week I talked more about coffee shops. I really would like to go on Sunday to take my friends from Hungary to the historically first coffee house in the UK, which happens to be in Oxford. It's now called the Central Cafe or Central Coffee Shop. I need to double check. I've been there before and I really love it. It reminds me of some of my favorite coffee shops in Budapest. So I really like it, but I want to go there with the thought of writing about it. Maybe potentially talk to people who work in there as well. And the second area of coffee is more my morning coffee itself. I don't think my morning coffee as a ritual deserves a well-structured, proper textual post, but in my life it's quite important because I do a lot of posting online and I spend a lot of time in front of my laptop, probably a little bit too much. But my morning coffee is a time when I switch off, and I had that conversation on Twitter as well last night with few people about how do you balance back the amount of social media engagement. We just need to find a place to stop, chill out, sit down and stare in the air, which is what coffee is for me. It does it for me. I have little cups that we happen to come across in IKEA, and I don't know what's about them. I just like the way they look like. I just like their shape. I just like the way they match my hand when I want to warm it up in the morning. And I go to our pretty good at the moment coffee machine and make my morning espresso, put a spoon of sugar, which I think is a bit a lot. Might have to change this habit and take it if the weather allows. So I take it outside, go to the patio and enjoy the amazing garden. Some of you, if you know me, you know where we live. It's really hard to explain how beautiful it is. Now we've moved into the garden, into the middle of the garden, where in front of our little house we have a huge tree. We have amazing tall bushes with full of birds. Really, in the morning it looks like they're rushing through their own speedways, highways of branches, and they know exactly which way they can go. I have two or three little robins coming down in the morning to feed on the seeds we put out. And then literally, increasingly, I can just sit down in the front of the house, sip my coffee, and if I don't move too much, they will come and sit with me at the same table, which I think is pretty amazing. And even though it sounds pretty selfish, but I actually enjoy that moment of being on my own with the nature. The noise, but different noise. The colors, but different colors. The interactions, but different interactions. And then I can go back and enjoy what I do for a living and enjoy what I do online, which is what I'm going to do in a second. I'm going to put it up. And I hope if you listen to it, you'll enjoy the rest of my Audio Boost too.